You're a national champion, you're a world champion in wheelchair basketball, and you won the Olympic bronze medal with the Canadian team, and you write. How do you bring these two things together?
Well, I think that a lot of the focus that you need is the same, that when I'm playing really well, you kind of get into that zone where everything's flowing and everything's, you know, really easy, and you almost don't realize that time has passed. You know, basketball and writing, it's that same feeling that you're trying to recreate. And I think in terms of subject matter, being an athlete makes me a lot more, write a lot more kind of visceral, a lot more sensual detail, because I think I pay more attention to my body, the way the body moves.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about the book? I mean, are there, like, you know, biographical parallels there?
It's not autobiographical. I didn't really want to, when I was originally at the University of Victoria, the mentor that I had suggested that I write a memoir, but I was like 19 at the time. I was like, I don't think I have enough life experience to write a memoir. So we decided to, you know, I would try to write a novel. You know, I think the parallels are there in terms of the character has the same disability as I do. There's a few scenes that, like, things I saw in Athens that are similar, but you know, I was 20 when I wrote the book, and the character, the main character, is 32.
Can you just quickly narrate in 30 seconds maybe what the book is all about?
The book's about a woman named Nolan who retires from wheelchair basketball and is trying to figure out what she's going to do with her life next. And she's having trouble kind of figuring out kind of an identity after her career. And so she kind of becomes obsessed with her first year on the national team and this relationship that she had with this player-coach figure on a club team that she was playing at.
So, I mean, for you, you already figured out what you want to do after wheelchair basketball, I suppose.
I'm getting an MFA in creative writing, and that's maybe not the most, you know, immediately leading to a job kind of degree, but I think I would like to, you know, teach and stuff after basketball, but I'm still thinking about it.
Maybe it depends a little bit on the success of the book as well, isn't it?
Yeah, in terms of, like, being able to make a living from writing, I just didn't have a concept that anybody but, like, my mom would read it. You know, I was expecting that, like, 90% of the book sales would go to people I knew. You know, it's really been a kind of strange experience to see it on the on bookshelves and to have people who are not my relatives, you know, reading it. I know they sold out on Amazon. I don't know what that means, though.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got into wheelchair basketball in the first place?
I got into basketball when I was 14. I was totally unathletic. Before I was disabled, I was really, you know, very nerdy, straight A's in school, very shy, very awkward. And they kept trying to get me out to play wheelchair basketball. I'm really tall. They thought I'd do well in it. And I just kept refusing and refusing and refusing, and finally they bribed me with a chocolate bar, and you know, I kind of realized that I really enjoyed sports, whereas if I hadn't been disabled, I would not have played sports.
But when did the writing aspect come in?
You know, from basically the moment that when I was a baby, my dad used to read me Shakespeare, and my first, almost my first words were the Macbeth's, like, tomorrow and tomorrow soliloquy. So I've always kind of been geared towards writing. Sport came a lot later.
So how old are you right now, and are you already planning to do something else?
I'm 25 right now. In terms of writing, I'm working, and my thesis will be my next book, which will be completely different. And in terms of basketball, this may be my last year playing basketball. Since I've moved to Illinois, I've kind of had a series of, you know, injuries.
But are you planning to kind of attend the Olympic Games this year? Or?
Yeah, my goal is to make it to Beijing and then kind of evaluate where, you know, my kind of health is after that and go from there. I would like to play for longer, but Beijing is the goal.